This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One thing would shock me if you had another one of these games that you had last night, tonight. Like, if you had the Mets dominate the Phillies and just smack them around and send them back, that would surprise me. I expect the Mets to win, but I expect it to be like a nail-biting, crazy, heartbeat level BPM through the roof type of
situation. This is why we get so enamored and knee deep into sports is because of these feelings that we had last night when Pete hit that home run and then Winker hits the home run and then they tack on more runs and Manaea's getting strikeouts. How about the play from Walker in center field?
Yeah.
Throwing Bohm out. That was great.
Taylor throwing Bohm out.
I mean, it was great. And I don't know. It's just a lot of things are going right for the Mets right now. Carlos Mendoza's pushing all the right buttons. Seems like everybody's focused in. And again, I go back to when it was Pete Alonso's potentially last game at Citi Field. And we were talking about he needs to do something in the playoffs. Well, he is now doing something in the playoffs. And he is now, you know, I'm sure that he's feeling it. I know we as fans of Pete are feeling it, that if he can continue this, now he's back in the good graces of everybody, and how can the Mets get rid of him?
Yeah, I mean, and that I'll save that discussion for the offseason, but it is great to think back to that last regular season game at Citi Field. He got a standing ovation from the fans because it might have been his last home game, and now he got a standing ovation from the fans last night. Because, one, he won that Milwaukee Brewers series with that big home run, and he hits a home run last night. Similar home runs, opposite field. I mean, it's just just another layer of this storybook.
Come on, man, it's the Daniel Murphy thing. Come on, let's go.
He's got a ways to go to get to that hot, but, you know, he's capable of it. He's got it in there.